Until last summer, Delaware's syringe exchange program was limited to the city of Wilmington.
Apparently, it was, you know, politically very controversial.
That's Carol Rattay, director of Delaware's Division of Public Health. She says while bipartisan legislation was passed to change that, it didn't come with the funding needed to make it happen. But Brandywine Counseling, the state's sole contractor for needle and syringe exchange in Delaware, has received a federal grant to add at least one exchange site in both Kent and Sussex County. The group's CEO, Lynn Fahey, says the exchange for active users to trade in dirty needles or syringes for clean ones is a harm reduction technique to reduce the transmission of HIV and hepatitis.
But we use that as an opportunity to say to them, hey, you ready for treatment?
In Delaware, 50% of all HIV and AIDS cases are directly or indirectly related to needle sharing. Fahey plans to have the exchange sites added to already existing COPE RVs, providing not only drug treatment and overdose prevention services, but also basic health screenings and pregnancy tests in central and southern Delaware. The program has successfully enrolled nearly 900 clients in treatment programs. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.